public health officials are pleading with people to avoid large crowds and mask up, but the message isn't landing with everyone.
If you would like to stay in by all means, but me and my friends, we're not afraid of the risk, so we're going to keep going out.
That's ISU student Anna Feltis. I'm Gina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, November 17th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the city of Bloomington gathering evidence to use against businesses that have defied the state's COVID restrictions on indoor bar and food service. Ryan Denham has more.
While the restrictions have been in place since November 4th, the issue flared over the weekend as videos and photos circulated on social media showing young people crowding into downtown bars. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says there were a lot of totally irresponsible actions in his city over the weekend, including downtown.
We are going to do absolutely everything that we can. This is just something that's over the top, if it's true.
City Manager Tim Gleason says they're still looking at their options. It includes penalties through the Bloomington Liquor Commission, such as suspending or revoking liquor licenses. But Gleason says they've also talked with the state's attorney's office about potential criminal liability through the Illinois Administrative Code. That would be a misdemeanor. The county's health department has received dozens of complaints, including against downtown bars. But those complaints on their own will not yield penalties. Health department officials say they have no authority to close or fine businesses for noncompliance with the state's guidelines or proclamations. Renner says to expect some sort of action from the city in the next 2 days.
This is not just a minor infraction. We really have had situations like this that are putting not just their patrons at risk, but the entire community.
College-aged young people are the hardest hit group for COVID cases in McLean County. They're also frequent flyers in downtown Bloomington. ISU student Anna Feltis says she was downtown Saturday with her friends. She says they've already had COVID, so she feels the risk of getting it again is low.
I think I'm safe. I feel fine going out, but that's me personally. I know some people are uncomfortable, but I am comfortable with it, so I'm going to keep going out until they do shut down for good.
Downtown bars are not the only ones choosing to ignore the state's COVID limits on indoor service. Several other Twin City restaurants say they're staying open regardless, some even announcing it to their customers on Facebook. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County reached its worst point in the pandemic yesterday, with the testing positivity rate and active case numbers reaching record highs. Two more deaths were reported. Candidate filings began yesterday for next spring's municipal elections. Chris Koos and Mark Tiratilli both filed to run for mayor in Normal. Mike Straza is the only mayoral candidate in Bloomington so far, but that's expected to change soon. And Illinois' largest teachers union today asked Governor J.B. Pritzker to shut down in-person learning across the state, citing risk to teachers and students. Find more on these stories and other news at WGLT.org. WGLT Hall of Famer and longtime blues host Gilbert Frank Black died Sunday of COVID-related complications. He was 79. Black served as a blues music host from 1985 until he retired in 2013. WGLT's John Norton remembers the man many knew as Delta Frank, the blues doctor.
The nickname stuck because of Black's knowledge of and deep love of blues music, his infectious enthusiasm both on and off air, and his passionate down-home Southern-style showmanship.
This is Give Me Back My Wig. Yeah, for Bill Hargis out of Towanda.
Woo! Frank was a tireless ambassador for the blues in Central Illinois and had a visceral connection to his listeners. When the spirit moved him, which was often, Frank would turn on his microphone in the middle of a song and sing or hum along to that song. He might even talk back to the song or tell it to get along as if he were riding that song like a horse.
That's the Reverend of the Blues, the Reverend of the Blues, R.L. Burnside from Holly Springs, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Delta Frank, your blues doctor. Here's Slim Harpo's first song right here.
Well, I'm a king.
Yeah. Look out now, look out. The door's open, open up, come on in.
Listeners loved his emotional and at times irreverent personality. They would call him to request songs, to swap stories, or to pour their heart out to him, often all three in the same call. At area events, especially blues festivals, he was a rock star. His voice was instantly recognized, and every listener felt they knew him. Bloomington's Deb Melberg did know him. She and her harmonica-wielding husband, Steve, have been an integral part of the Bloomington Normal blues scene since the early 1990s. She is both a festival promoter and a board member of the Blues Blowtorch Society.
He draws you in because he's so personable and he's honest, and you believe everything he says because you know he's lived it, he's been there, he's done that.
Frank Black's tenure at WGLT began in 1985. Then WGLT program director Tim Emmons gave him a chance. He hired Frank to host a new show called the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. It was a series of one-hour recorded shows featuring Frank's immense 45 RPM collection.
I literally remember giving my younger daughter a bath a couple of months after we got to town, and I was listening to that show, and I was thinking, this guy is something.
That's former general manager Bruce Bergathon. He says the most intuitive programming decision he ever made was in 1989 when he asked Frank to take his recorded show live on the air.
All of the passion and enthusiasm that went into his collecting and the knowledge that he had kind of came together.
It was those live shows in the late 1980s and early 90s where his personality really broke through and the legend began. And he introduced Central Illinois to a blues vernacular. Now, he didn't invent this phrase.
Have mercy.
Or this admonishment.
And if you don't like blues, you got a hole in your soul.
But he did make them his own. Those and other phrases became ubiquitous among Central Illinois blues fans and on his blues radio show.
See, you're down in the alley with Delta Frank, the blues doctor.
And Frank truly believed what he was saying. Frank loved blues music. He wanted you to love blues music. He called himself the blues doctor, but he was as much a preacher as he was a doctor. As in, if you didn't like the blues or were unsure about making a commitment, he would figuratively reach through the radio, grab you by your lapel, and demand that you love blues as much as he loved blues. You know that saying, they don't make them like that anymore? Well, they don't. R.I.P. Gilbert Delta Frank Black, the blues doctor. I'm John Norton.
Hey, girl.
Hear more of John's tribute to Delta Frank at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the McLean County Board meets today at 4:30. It's the last meeting for outgoing board members George Gordon and William Casely. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.